Moving on to our third story, Pakistani military helicopters have shelled militant hideouts in the country's rest of northwest as part of a massive ongoing offensive against them. The helicopters pounded three militant compounds in North Waziristan, killing 10 insurgents. Jets and artillery began hitting militant targets in the tribal region on June the 15th, launching an operation to regain full control of the district. Nearly 500,000 people have fled the offensive in North Waziristan, which is aimed at wiping out long-standing militant strongholds in the area that borders Afghanistan. Tarek Pirzad, a political and strategic affairs analyst, joins us now from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Sir, welcome to the program. Mr. Pirzadeh, if you can hear us, what are your thoughts on the military operations in the tribal regions? Do you believe that Islamabad is adequately dealing with the fallout of these attacks on the local residents of these areas?
Well, there are two things. This time is different from the last time when the Pakistan Army carried out an operation in South Waziristan. This is North Waziristan, and some steps were taken to evacuate nearly 500,000 to 700,000, residents of this district, or what is normally called agency. It is called the North Waziristan Agency. So it looks like that from the based on the previous experience and learning from the past, Pakistan has been able to at least evacuate the area. And now the military operation is only targeting the miscreants and the terrorists in the area. So to that extent, yes, the answer is in the affirmative. But on the other side, the number of these IDPs, internally displaced persons, that is huge. 500,000 to 700,000 people, they have to be taken care of in the scorching heat, and they have to be provided food and everything else in the month of Ramadan. So while the government is trying very hard, I think that not all the things have been done to take care of that. But the issue was, if too much notice had been given to the residents, then the miscreants would have fled. So it was a balancing act that which the armed forces and the government did, that they tried to evacuate most of the people on time, but then, of course, providing them with food and shelter and necessary clothing and other things, that is, to some extent, being provided, but it will still take some time, and these IDPs will have to face some tough time for another week to 10 days.
Mr. Pirzadeh, you said that this time is different from the previous attacks, but looking at these attacks as a whole, many observers, they do have conflicting thoughts on the military offensive in these regions. They say that the destruction that it conjures outweighs the benefits. Do you see it in that light as well?
Well, actually, this has been the standard policy of the government of Pakistan, that any action by drones or by military means is always counterproductive. But because the talks had fallen apart with the Taliban in this area, I'm talking about the Pakistani Taliban, and these talks went on for month after month. And then we saw what happened at the Karachi International Airport. That was the point at which the red line was drawn by the government and the armed forces, and so we saw the commencement of this and the launching of this offensive. And for this reason, I would say that because most of the population is out of the area, so the individual human death toll is very minimal, almost, you can never use the phrase negligible, but it is minimal, rather near to zero. So the operation is going on, both the air and the ground offensive that is against the Taliban, and that is in full swing at the present time.
Thank you very much, political and strategic affairs analyst Mr. Tarek Pirzadeh, joining us from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad.